You're the man.
Paterfamilias.
Boy.
Son.
Young fellas like yourself.
Gentlemen.
Dude.
I am a writer, a doctor, a nuclear physicist, a theoretical philosopher. But above all, I am a man.
And with that, it's time for our series exploring the lives of men. Today, we enter the college years. First, at a very unusual place, Deep Springs College. It's set in a remote valley east of the Sierra Nevada Mountains in California. It's more than a college. It's a ranch and a farm where students help harvest alfalfa and herd cattle. One thing about those students, they're all male. In fact, Deep Springs is one of the last remaining all-male colleges in the country that is neither religious nor military. NPR's Kelly McEvers sent this report.
About 100 years ago, a man named L.L. Nunn was building power plants in the American West. And he wanted a place where workers could be educated and educated people could do work. So he bought a ranch in the high California desert and called it Deep Springs College. Nunn says he chose the place because the desert has a voice. In what is now one of Deep Springs' founding texts, Nunn wrote, "If you listen, the voice will talk to you." And this is what it'll say.
"Gentlemen, for what came ye into the wilderness?"
Not just for academic training, Nunn wrote. Not just for ranch life and not to learn a trade or profession. You came, he said, to prepare for a life of service. That was the idea, that labor, education, and self-governance should exist in the same place. And this place should groom our country's next leaders. I recently spent a weekend at Deep Springs to find out what it means to be a man at such a place. Full disclosure, my husband was a student there once. He and I both have taught there, too.
And this orchard goes back, I think, all the way to the original ranch.
The valley is hot and dry, and the sky is blue and huge. David Welly leads a tour for some Deep Springs alums. He went there in the 80s. He says when you first arrive at Deep Springs as a new student, there are all these stories in the air about grizzled cowboys who worked at nearby ranches and the prowess of students who came before you.
Guys who would build the most immense gate that would be indestructible to 2,000-pound cows, or guys that would load 5 tons of hay by themselves in one day.
Guys who'd done well in high school and then spent their time at Deep Springs living up to the manly ideal of working hard and being strong. For a long time, this is how it was for a lot of students who came to Deep Springs. More and more, though, Deep Springers are calling that manly ideal into question. The only real town near Deep Springs is Bishop, California, where some current students had gone to a mule rodeo.
As long as you tie that knot quickly, practice, and then we will win.
The students are getting ready for a steer decorating contest. That's where your team has to wrangle a young male cow and tie a bow on its tail. Nick Jones grew up in suburban Colorado. He says he was worried Deep Springs would be like other places where teenage boys get together, competitive and macho. But instead...
I mean, I have a suspicion that Deep Springs might be the least macho right now that it's ever been.
That's because in addition to being a ranch and a farm, Deep Springs is also a rigorous liberal arts college, a place where archetypes like cowboys have been interrogated for a long time.
I think people are generally pretty self-critical, so they don't hold on to a lot of anxiety around, like, proving their masculinity.
Hold your stomach muscles in. Make me proud.
So now, when Deep Springers do things like get on a horse to ride to a steer decorating contest, they do it with a wink, acknowledging the manly pose and mocking it, too. Pretty soon, it's the contest. The Deep Springers get their steer, but the team that's declared first is an all-female group from Oregon State.
I'm putting a hose in to a blue trough.
Back in the Deep Springs Valley, I meet Zach Robinson, a mixed-race cowboy and future math and computational science major.
For most of Deep Springs' history, the reality of the situation has been that our cowboys have been straight white males. I think that makes it more exciting for me in some ways because it's like, you know, I get to play with the mythos a little bit. It's like, yeah, I get it, exist in this world while at the same time not really being a part of it, and I'm not entirely sure I will want to fully embrace, like, a totally macho aesthetic. And also, I'm going to need to run and turn this off, so yep. You might want to sit back again.
In the kitchen, I meet Bok Tong, a gay poet from Vietnam who cooks for the college. He's cutting onions for dinner. He says he pushes other students when he thinks they're trying to be too macho, like acting like it's all cool to be muddy and unwashed, something he says an immigrant like him would never do.
It's interesting, you know, it's become like something exotic and something to celebrate, you know, how many days someone hasn't showered.
How many days someone hasn't showered.
Yeah.
So if you ask students at Deep Springs what it means to be a man, the answer is to question what it means to be a man. That questioning is one thing Philip Schlensky says he'll take from Deep Springs when he goes back into the world, to his hometown, Chicago. He says this while milking a cow.
I feel like I have a new position from which I can now engage with masculinity outside, having seen like things that I associated so closely with masculinity kind of fracture from it in some ways.
All this fracturing and questioning could result in big changes at Deep Springs. The students, faculty, and board of trustees recently voted to go co-ed. The college had even started taking female applicants. But a couple alums are fighting that decision. It's now up to the California courts to decide whether this place is just for, as the voice of the desert says,
gentlemen.
Or for everybody. Kelly McEvers, NPR News.